Darren, 1-0 victory for Finn Harps tonight. How do you sum that game up?
I thought from start to finish we were very good. I think that was the first time this season we have put in a complete 90 minutes performance. We were well disciplined, well organised, and we created a few chances in the game. There's no question about that, and anybody was at the game this evening would have said we probably deserved the 3 points. And I'm delighted for the players because they've worked extremely hard over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. So to come here and get a 1-0 victory is a big result for us. So I'm well pleased.
Yes, Finn Harps were on the front foot right from the outset. Finding it hard to create to break Treaty down in the first half, although they did, Finn Harps did have one goal disallowed for offside. What message did you give to your players at half time before the second half?
The challenge I gave them in the second half was, could they be as competitive as they were in the first half? Could they keep the ball the way they kept the ball in the first half? And when they created the opportunities in the second half, could they take them? When Stephen Docherty misses his chance, I'm sort of thinking to myself, is it going to be one of those nights when you've created the chances that we had created in the game? But thankfully, they've a belief in themselves now to keep going, you know, and they've done that again this evening here at a very difficult venue, and they kept going right through the 94 minutes, and I think we deserved the 3 points.
Yes, certainly did over the course of the 90-odd minutes or so. Indeed, it was a very effective display, I would have to say, from Finn Harps. Now, of course, there was two changes made. Of course, Noe Baba in for Luke O'Brien, and of course, Stephen Doherty in for Max Hutchinson. Luke O'Brien dropping to the bench, was that tactical? And also, Max Hutchinson has picked up an injury. What's the update on his fitness?
Max has picked up an injury. He'll be out for something between 4 and 6 weeks. It's a ligament ankle injury, so it's unfortunate for Max, but it opened the door for Stephen, and Stephen performed very well. Picked up a wee bit of cramp at the end of the game, and then we brought on Ryan Rainey, who's just back from a long-term injury as well, so it's nice to get Ryan back on the pitch. Luke, as you say, it was just maybe a more technical change than anything. You know, the back three had been doing really, really well. Noah had obviously had to miss the game last week due to a family issue, and he was available this week, and I just thought that Shane would be a bit more defensive-minded. Costantine is an extremely good footballer and has been doing very well for Treaty this year, and we wanted to try and nullify that threat, and I think we've done that very well. Defensively this year, we've been very good. We've kept quite a few clean sheets. So, look here. Again, it's the ones that don't get on that it's the hardest for. You know, they have to make the journey up and down the road and don't get to play any football. But they're a real tight-knit group in there at the moment, and they're working extremely hard for each other, and long may that continue.
Now, that's now 4 wins of this season. 3 of those have been on the road. What is it about Finn Harps that they travel so well?
Maybe we just like, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe we just like getting out of Donegal and out of the rain. I think it rains every day in February in Donegal, and it's near enough rained every day in March. There's only been a couple that hasn't. So, no, I don't know. I just think at times we've performed well at home as well. You know, to have 4 wins on the board is magnificent. You know, to come here, as I say again, the venues that we have went to are places that are tough venues to go to. Longford, Wexford and Treaty away are tough games. So to come away with 9 points is a massive credit to the players, and they deserve all the plaudits that they're getting at the moment. And now we just dust ourselves down and we look forward to the double header, Bray on Monday and then UCD, and that finishes off the 9 games.
Yes, it is Bray Wanderers on Monday, as you say. How are you feeling ahead of that one?
Recovery first, and then in Monday and see where it takes us. There's a lot of tired bodies in there. We have the journey up home, which again will take a bit out of us. So then we'll be in Sunday for a recovery, and then we'll be in Monday and be all ready for Bray, and we'll do our homework in Bray like we have done in every team this year, and hopefully we can put in an Irish-spirited performance.
And of course, this is the first part of 3 games within 7 days. What is your approach to manage such a grueling schedule?
My approach is, I'm quite an open-minded manager. I put a lot of trust in the players. I'll have the conversation with the players and let them, so they'll know who, you know, they'll know how their body feels. I'll take that into account. And then if we have to make changes, I have no issues with that. You know, the lads that we have ready and waiting, you know, are obviously champing at the bit because my team hasn't really changed that much from the start of the year because we've performed so well. So, but they'll be ready. They're doing extra work at the moment. They're probably out there running now. So, as I say, we'll get the recovery out of the way. We'll check the bodies and then we'll go from there.
Thanks very much for your time, Darren, and well done to you and everybody involved on the win tonight.
That's brilliant. Thank you.